This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 9 o'clock. Tickets to see Camila Cabello at the Chase Center on August 5th, 2020. The tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, and we've got them all day at 9, noon, 3, and 5.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by the Organic Coup. The Niners will be feasting on the Rams at Levi's Stadium on Saturday night. And if you're headed down, you can feast on what was voted the best fried chicken sandwich in the Bay. Organic Coup is located on the lower concourse in the south end zone.
I want one right now.
See you there. I know it really is nice. They do a good job there.
I want a
delicious
chicken sandwich.
Sounds so good. Delicious. All right, here's what's happening. So this is not great news.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that January is considered, let me get the name. I can't find it. It's considered divorce month.
Oh, no.
Because everybody waits until after the holidays.
Wow.
So here's your fair warning.
That'd be a short marriage for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, January
after all that, can you imagine?
Has earned the nickname Divorce Month in legal circles because many couples want wait until just after the holiday season to divorce.
They say right away, the first week after the holidays are over.
Makes sense.
People either run in and start a relationship with a divorce lawyer, or they've already lined it up and they want to serve the papers in divorce month, which is January.
It's, you know, I think that a lot of times family tensions come to a head over the holidays too. There's so much stress, and then you've got family coming in, and you just don't want to be talking about this impending divorce that only you know about during that when your mom's there, and you just think, I'm just going to keep breathing until we get to January, and then I'm going to get my life back.
Before Valentine's Day.
Right.
Nobody wants to sit down with their kids on December 21st and say, listen, mom and I are... And
nope.
You know what's weird? So my parents stayed together until my dad passed, so I never dealt with that. But Christina will tell you... Well, she won't tell you because she's super cagey. Mm. She's told me that she remembers the day her dad said he was leaving, moving out.
Wow.
She remembers everything.
She's
like,
how old was she?
Six.
Wow.
This is a girl who doesn't remember anything from her childhood, but she remembers that. She's like, I know where my mom was. I know where my dad was. I know what the weather was.
Mm.
I know where we were in the house and how things were. I know what everyone was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that something like that would stand out, but she's got full recall of the whole event.
I'm sure that was a crystal clear day.
Right. Certain events in our life where we do, I could tell you everything I remember about a certain day in my life that was just like, boom, boom, crystal clear. Like
that
I was
one
there
cuts right through all the chase.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's, you know what's crazy about that is she was the age your daughter is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Well, I've looked at that for
incredible.
Sure.
Incredible.
Like, you know, my daughter's not equipped, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's fine for a six-year-old.
Oh, she's a happy little girl.
But
and suddenly to have that, oh, by the way, mommy and daddy are, although I assume, I always think sometimes people should divorce. You shouldn't be having blowout fights in front of your kids. You know, you're supposed to be modeling good relationship behavior.
Right. So, I don't remember, I was too young when my parents got divorced, but growing up, I always knew how are these two even together for 5 years? Like they didn't get along until later in life, but
well, I kept knocking her up. That's how.
Yeah. With the three kids,
three kids in 5 years. That's busy.
Well, they were hot for each other, obviously.
Yes,
that's how they stayed
together
for 5 years.
Yep.
Speaking of New Year's, New York is the number one destination yet again in America for the New Year's Eve party.
It's a big one.
Let's get on TV. Let's pee in the streets.
Denver.
Denver
comes in at number two.
Really?
Can it? Is it the marijuana?
I don't know.
I don't have any idea what Denver.
I think Vegas.
Vegas is three. Oh. San Diego, L.A., Atlanta, Orlando. There's San Francisco on the list of places people want to party for the new year.
Hmm.
San Francisco there.
That's good.
What are you doing for New Year's?
I don't have a plan yet.
Will you be home?
I will.
All right.
Yeah. We'll probably just, you know, I do not like to go out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, me neither.
I think that that's when all the crazy people are out driving and it's late too, you know. I actually, I can't say I've never watched like an earlier broadcast of the ball drop.
Watch the New York feed. That's great.
That one's too early. I mean, it's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I like that. I like 9 o'clock. All right, everybody.
Right now, Scott's all, hey, why don't you come see me on New Year's Eve? I go, oh, no.
You know, listen, oh, no. Scott, I did consider it, but it's in South City, no. And I got to drive all the way down. I'm not going to see you on New
Don't
Year's
Eve. Don't tell
Eve.
People to not go out on New
no,
Year's Eve.
No, people should go see Scott.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I'm saying I'm old. I just want to be home.
Why?
Be home with my family.
But your family's
drunk
isn't
at
there.
My house.
No, that's what you
my
want.
My last night of getting drunk.
You're slowing your roll, I thought.
At least I'll be drunk at
my
house.
Are you going to tie that on hard that night so that you can say goodbye to it?
Probably will. I'm going to do a dryuary.
Oh, no, you won't.
Yes,
anyway,
I am.
No, no, that's like yes. My husband saying, I'm going to diet. You'll never diet. You never do that. But come to the brewery. You get drunk there.
I know, thanks.
I'll send you home in an ambulance. I'll pay for the ambulance. Seriously, it'll be great.
You know
he
what?
Is
I'll
rich.
Think about it. Because it is early, right?
Yeah, it's 7 to
I'll,
9.
I'll think about it. I don't know if I want to deal with fine. That's a long way from my house.
Oh, what? It's not a long way. God.
Yes, it is. Past the
oh
city.
Oh, my God. It's less than 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's nothing. You won't even.
You
should be there in a blink.
Seriously. It'll be fun. There'll be snacks. I'll get the snacks you like.
Snacks.
You like boxed food. You like boxed food, don't you? Like,
no.
You like Oreos?
Let's lock
you do.
It down
do
right
like,
now.
Come on. I do like Oreos.
You like Oreos. I'll get you the ones with the mint Oreos. Come on.
Gin?
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to get your hopes up, but I'll think about
my
it.
My dream is to have all of you there on New Year's Eve.
Well, that that's a solid dream, but it is just a dream.
What? Come on.
I'm going to need an appearance fee, please.
Yes. I also don't leave the house without getting
listen,
paid.
Listen, I'll happy. You can see. I'll happy to do it. You know what? You come. We could all stay at my apartment that night in
oh
our
my
pajamas.
God.
Oh, my God. God. No.
I'll pump up the heat. Come on. I'll get mushrooms. Not that you should do that.
Rain on the way,
come
everyone.
On, we'll,
get ready for some weather.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Armstrong. Brewery. Hold on. Armstrong Brewing Company, South San
okay,
Francisco,
bye.
New Year's Eve.
Love you, Scott. Bye.
Yeah, I'm not going out on New Year's
what
Eve.
What are you guys going to do, Vin?
We little throw party a party at our house. Yeah.
Fun.
That's usually what happens.
And that's
while
easy.
I'm not normally one to be wanting to entertain, I feel like it's good to be at home and it's nice to have friends over.
Neighbors, yeah.
We do like, you know. I think she's into crab legs or something.
Yes, crab season.
One of those things, you know.
Yes. Newspaper on the
very,
table
very
and
excited.
Chow down.
Yes.
According to a new survey, 85% of people say that having me time where you're alone and you can do anything you want is the key to a good relationship.
For sure. It's great to enjoy your time together, but it's also really great to be left alone.
The key to a good relationship.
I think it's probably, well, you know what
is
that is?
Me time.
It's having things that interest you that are completely separate from the things that interest the other person. Like, I actually, the older I get, the more I see the real value in having hobbies and interests and enthusiasms for things that aren't aligned with this other person.
If you look around you as you become a grown up, I believe this, I could be wrong. I don't have any, you know, I don't have anything to back
me up. You didn't do any research?
No.
You don't have any receipts for this?
As you meet people who had this idea about what adulthood and being a parent and a husband or wife would be like, and that was their goal and their dream and their thing, they're the ones you find are most unfulfilled in life in general because those things don't end up being enough.
Mm.
Not that they don't take up all your time.
Or they don't meet your
they
expectations.
Do, but they right. don't become, there's not, there's
and
there's an
end.
Emptiness where you go, ah, I thought this was going to be everything I needed.
Mm.
And it turns out it's not. And that you need more.
Right.
Yeah.
And whether that's going surfing or taking up guitar or sewing purses or right. whatever thing that you can do outside of that. That's where you'll find yourself becoming more whole.
Right.
Because those things won't make you whole.
No.
They'll just wear you out.
Yeah.
Now you're worn
they
out.
They can actually break you down.
And you're half a
and
person.
And unhappy, right?
Right.
Go take a basket weaving class. Maybe that'll make you happy.
The ideal amount.
I love doing the little class stuff.
Yeah, me too.
6 hours a week or 51 minutes a day of alone time, whether that's a yoga class or a bike ride or whatever.
Right.
Or sitting and staring at a
wall. Are we mowing the lawn in this? Oh, this is a sewing machine.
The sewing machine.
How do you not recognize that?
That's a very loud sewing machine. Mine is very soft.
Sounds old, huh?
High end.
Good for you.
I got a nice one.
Uh-huh.
Well, I really love it.
Lawnmower? Come on.
It sounds like a freaking lawnmower.
Here's what people do on their alone time. Watching TV or movies, reading, listening to podcasts, exercising, having a cup of coffee, having a meal.
When I'm first up in the morning, it's so nice. It's that hot cup of coffee, book of Sudoku puzzles, just so blissful, so happy. And then I hear my kids getting up. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Let me leave.
I'm going to have to talk about quantum mechanics now. Oh, this is going to be great.
Going dancing, shopping, going for a walk, or getting our hair done. On the list of things we do when we're alone. That's nice.
It is.
What's the rudest thing? This is the time of year when people travel, and I thought this was fun. What's the rudest thing a guest has done in your home? Can you think of something that stands out? A guest, someone you invited over. One of the funniest things, I think I've told you this before. I had a friend show up with a full suitcase of dirty laundry. Showed up, dropped the bag and said, I got to do my laundry. So what do you got? I'm like, I use the laundromat 3 blocks from here. What are you talking about?
All right, let's go.
And that's what we did for the first half of a day this person arrived, was sit around and wait for him. And I just thought,
that's a doozy. That's a good one.
That is about as rude as it gets. You just got here. I blocked off my schedule for you. And now we're going to go do your laundry.
Did you help fold?
What else could I do?
Did you pay for it too?
No.
The quarters. Oh.
You don't have laundry here? This is San Francisco.
I barely have an apartment. Who was that?
I'm not going to say. I'll tell you off the air, but it was just such a move. It was such.
Yeah.
So you got anything? What's the rudest
Nothing
thing?
Nothing like that. That's actually a beautifully rude thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like perfect, huh?
Yeah. I think that, I don't know, like little things bother me. I can't think of anything like a doozy like that, but we had people who came and stayed with us that we barely knew, like with their friends of my brothers, and they came and stayed with us, and we thought we were just going to be sort of their home hub, and they were going to joke because they wanted to go to wine country and everything, but no, what they wanted was for us to take them around all weekend, and they just kept going, well, when are we going to go to the... I'm like, oh, I guess I just didn't know what this visit was all about.
Here's your map.
Yeah.
Be on your way.
Did you rent a car? Because we thought you were going to...
On the list that people answered from the survey, breaking stuff.
Mm. Oh, well, break, you know, it happens sometimes.
Stealing stuff.
Oh, stealing stuff is rude.
That's kind of rude, yeah.
Bad bathroom etiquette
on
the list.
Let's clean up after ourselves here.
People. My Aunt Michelle stayed with us, actually lived with us for a minute, and it wasn't so much bad bathroom etiquette, it was just her deal. And I think that Johnson & Johnson got in trouble because the talcum powder was causing issues.
Uh-huh. Like ovarian cancer or something, they say. Yeah.
Her routine, she moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, so I assume it seems to be...
Talcum powder is a thing on the East Coast.
It's an East Coast thing.
Because it's all sweaty and swampy there.
She used to leave the whole bathroom covered in talc. And I can't believe she hasn't had health-related issues from it. I guess she quit early enough.
Maybe.
But
yeah,
yikes.
It was something about the talc, people breathing it in. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was from
There's still like a
putting
class
it
action
in your actual underwear.
Lawsuits.
No?
Oh, I never did that. I mean, we powdered babies, but we didn't use talc in my... But I do know people who talced it up, baby. And we still know. I mean, who's Paul Mercurio?
Yeah.
He talks his balls all the time. Like, who even who does that?
But nobody I know.
Well, apparently East Coast dudes do. If you got kind of a swampy, you know, boy, everything's dry down there. Whoo, whoo, whoo.
These terms are so 2010s when it comes to dating. So you need to know that these are outdated.
These are out.
Swiping left and right. The old swipe. Even though it's still done, this is something that's been done now for Over 10 years.
Which one's a keeper? Swipe right or swipe left?
I don't remember.
I think right is a keeper.
I only did it once, and I did it for my friend, and she didn't date the boy I picked.
Oh.
Catfishing.
That's out.
That's out. Ghosting.
Oh. Please stop it. These are all still in. I hate
sliding into my DMs.
Yeah, no, I hate when people say that these things are over, and I only just heard about them last year.
Netflix and chill.
That's real.
All olden days. Mm. Outdated, everybody.
We're moving into the 2020s, you guys. Right. We got to update our vernacular.
There's new stuff coming. Get ready for it. A guy in England was stuck in traffic on Saturday when he decided to spray an excessive amount of air freshener in his car with the windows up.
Uh-oh.
Right after he freshened up his car, he lit a ciggy.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Then what happened?
He blew up.
Oh,
it caused
God.
A massive explosion that blew out all his windows,
did
including
he
die? The front and back windshields.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It also broke the windows of some nearby businesses.
Jesus.
And the doors and trunk of his car were damaged, too. They say he's okay. He walked away with only minor injuries.
Wow. Lucky.
But the explosion, he must have lost his eyebrows and his bangs, right?
You think? I mean, it's right there in front of his face, right? I'm assuming he lit a lighter and...
So
Holy
scary.
Holy crap.
So don't use air freshener in your car.
Even though your stinky car from smoking.
Air it out for a minute before you light up.
Oh, air freshener incident.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and I'll read some of those to you right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.